This next type of vampire is literally my favorite type of vampire out of all of the vampires that exist.
So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Hey everyone, my name is Michaela. Welcome to my podcast, A Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. I'll be discussing The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. There will contain spoilers. In today's episode, I'm going to be discussing the different types of vampires that exist in the Vampire Diaries universe. So the first vampire that I'm going to discuss is the basic vampire. And although I'm saying basic, vampires are in no way basic. They are extraordinary and supernatural. Some of the basic vampires include Catherine Pierce, Caroline Forbes, and Damon Salvatore, as well as his brother Stefan Salvatore, and they are in no way weak or basic. How does one become a vampire? In order to become a vampire, you must die with vampire blood in your system. You then wake up in transition, and you have a window of opportunity here where you can either drink blood to become a vampire, or you can desiccate and die for good this time. You probably could just kill yourself if you already knew your decision, but I don't think we ever see that happen. Feel free to let me know if I'm wrong. So once you become a vampire, your emotions become heightened. Whoever you were as a human becomes amplified, and you now need to consume blood to survive. Which sounds gross, but vampires instinctually crave it because they need it. However, it is hard to control that, so they have a lot of issues where they murder people that they care about because their emotions are heightened and because they have little control of how to feed. They now have super speed, strength, and they can heal really quickly when they are hurt. Their blood also heals other, and they have the ability to compel others, which is a form of mind control. They are also immortal. However, nothing in the Vampire Diaries universe is truly immortal, so they do have some weaknesses. The things that can take out a vampire is to cut off their head, rip out their heart, wooden stake to the heart. It could even be as small as a splinter. It would still kill them. A bite from a werewolf, being set on fire, or going out in the sunlight, which will also cause a vampire to set on fire. However, if you are lucky enough to know a witch that is willing to help you, you may be able to get some daylight jewelry, either a ring, a bracelet, a necklace, that allows you to walk in the sun and not burn. Vampires' skin will also burn slightly if they are exposed or ingest vervain. If a human has consumed or is wearing vervain, this messes with the vampire's ability to compel them. Some vampires do endure the pain of vervain slowly to build immunity to this, so they are not affected by it if someone were to sneak it in their drink or whatever to expose them. Vampires also have a humanity switch, where they can basically shut their humanity off and not feel anything that humans feel. They have no emotions. However, I feel like throughout the show, this concept is really inconsistent. So the general rule of thumb here is that the older a vampire is, the stronger they are. However, there are some predispositions. Some humans are naturally stronger than other humans, even if they were turned on the same day. In some situations, emotions and adrenaline can come to play here, just like in real life. And some types of vampires are just naturally stronger because of their other parts that they contain, which we will be talking about a little bit more in this episode as we go on. Basic vampires also have the ability to get into people's heads to show them what they want or to find out what they want. They also have the ability to, the way that they hear is also amplified. They can hear everything. The second vampire that I'm going to be talking about today is the original vampires. These are the very first vampires to ever exist in the entire world. Esther and Michael Michelson had 7 children. Freya, Finn, Elijah, Niklaus, Cole, Rebecca, and Henrique. The family believed that Freya, the firstborn, had died of plague. However, Esther made a deal with Dahlia to be able to have children. She agreed to sell her firstborn to Dahlia and all of the Michelsons' firstborns, which really wasn't a deal for her to make regarding other people's children, but whatever. She lied and said that Freya died from a sickness. This really messed the father up, and he became more evil than he already was. They had heard of a mystical land where people don't die from sicknesses and everyone is healthy. Mystic Falls, Virginia. So they moved there, and when they did, their neighbors were werewolves. One night, when there was a full moon, Niklaus, also known as Klaus, and his little brother Henrique went to go look at the werewolves. However, the werewolves attacked Henrique and he died. So now Esther and Michael have lost 2 children. Michael said, "This is enough. Do something to protect them so they can no longer die." So against everybody's advice, they went ahead and did a spell that changed their children into immortal beings. However, a part of the spell was to kill all of them anyways, which really doesn't make sense if you're trying to protect them. That should have been their first red flag. Michael stabbed all of them with his sword, and when they woke up in transition, forced them to feed on blood, thus creating the first vampires in the world. So they are basically like basic vampires, but they have a little bit more special abilities than regular vampires or basic vampires do. Because they were created with a spell, they can only die from the wood of the tree that created them. There is one piece of wood that does exist. However, they did burn the entire tree down, and the townspeople were able to collect the ashes, and they created some special daggers that when dipped in the ash, they will put down an original vampire, holding them in a desiccated state. Because when staked with regular wood or bitten by a werewolf or out in the sunlight, they do die, but they basically get set back to factory settings and don't actually die. So these daggers allow them to remain desiccated until the dagger is removed. The basic vampire can compel humans. Originals can compel humans and vampires. No one can compel originals. The other big thing about the original vampires is that anybody that is turned by them or anybody that they have turned belongs to their line. And if they do die, all of the vampires created with them also die. We first see this happen when Finn dies. Marcel's adopted daughter Davina finds a way to break the sire line so Klaus is not connected to the rest of his vampires. Meaning if he dies, his sire line still exists. Okay, so now let's talk about the third type of vampire, the original hybrid. This vampire is part original vampire and part werewolf. When Klaus first became a vampire, he killed somebody, activating his werewolf curse. His mother apparently had an affair with a werewolf in their village and kept it a secret all this time. When Michael discovers this, he is enraged and kills Klaus's true father, Ansel, starting a war against the species that lasted until this very day. He also forced Esther to ban Klaus's werewolf side yet again with a magical spell that he tried desperately for 1,000 years to break. He eventually did break this, and once his werewolf side is activated, a lot of things happen here. So now that the original hybrid is fully activated, and his werewolf side is activated, I should say, he no longer needs a daylight ring and can control when he turns instead of having to just turn on a full moon. Because vampires cannot walk in the sun and werewolves have to turn with the moon, hybrids don't have to worry about either. His blood is also the cure for vampires who have been bitten by a werewolf or a hybrid. Now, Klaus can actually make more of himself, and I mean this in two different ways. He is able to turn werewolves into hybrids like him. They become supernaturally loyal to him. I will explain more of that when I start talking about the other hybrids. He, however, needs them to eat the doppelganger's blood in order to become a successful hybrid that lives. The doppelganger was used to break his curse while activating his werewolf side again and to create the original vampires. So because he was a wolf when he was born, his wolf side is able to procreate because it is magical. He has a one-night stand with a werewolf. And in the Vampire Diaries universe, witches are servants of nature. And vampires are abominations of nature, so you cannot be a witch and a vampire at the same time. However, Klaus was also born a witch, and although he is dead, witch DNA runs in his veins, and vampire blood also runs in his veins. So this creates the next type of vampire that I'm going to talk about. The original tribrid, possibly just the tribrid, she is the only one in existence of her kind. She is two parts wolf from both her mother and father. She is one part witch and one part vampire. However, she is born a human being, but her blood still has magical abilities like healing others, siring her own hybrids, and curing werewolf bites. She does magic very early on. She is a super powerful witch as a firstborn. So her father needs the doppelganger's blood to make his hybrids. However, she only needs her own blood. They need to feed from her, die with her blood in their system, and then drink their blood again. And they also become supernaturally loyal to her. While she is still human, she cannot compel, but is still able to enter others' minds. She does not have vamp speed. Her face doesn't get all vampire-y, nor does she have fangs or vamp hearing, and is not harmed by vervain. When Hope dies, she will automatically wake up in transition, as she was born with vampire blood in her system, and her system continuously makes vampire blood. Once the full tribrid is activated, Hope can only be killed by the red oak tree. Unlike her father and his siblings, the white oak tree does not affect her. Hope does not have to turn every full moon before her vampire side is activated because she belongs to a special pack, which basically only exists because of her anyways. So I've seen some debates if Hope is an original or not, because although she was not created by a spell, she was born into an original bloodline and not turned into a vampire born. So I do not know if she has her own sire line that is connected to her, meaning if she dies, all of the vampires that she has sired or any of them have sired would die. If she does have her own sire line, I don't know that she does. However, I really can't say one way or the other. It's hard for me to decide because of the one specific hybrid that she creates. I will be talking about her in depth a little bit more. Once Hope is activated as a tribrid, there is a possibility that she can also procreate even though she is technically dead, because she is like her father, but even more complex, and he was able to procreate her. That's never proven or disproven. Unless Hope was to die, we really wouldn't know if she had her own sire line. And I mean, after she became the tribrid, or if she was a part of Klaus's sire line, or if she was just never sired to anyone. We also do see that she has original type abilities like compelling other vampires. So it's still unclear if she has her own sire line and is technically an original. I think she would be more so an original than any of the originals because she was born into it, where no one else in the world has been born into it. The Trivrid does have a humanity switch. Apparently, it can be activated all on its own without her doing so. Maybe she just didn't realize she did it when she did it. I don't remember. Hope gets to stay a witch and a vampire once she becomes a vampire because she was born that way and had both vampire and witch blood in her system from the get-go. And again, she is the only vampire to be born versus being turned or created by a spell. Okay, so I have mentioned that both the original hybrid and the tribrid are able to sire their own hybrids, and they are just regular hybrids. I do not think they are able to procreate, although we never see this one way or the other. So I think it is because Hope is born a vampire, or with vampire blood in her system, rather, that she is able to create hybrids before her wolf side is activated. Or maybe it is because she wasn't created by a spell or had any side of her banned by a spell. Doppelganger blood is used in both the creation of vampires and banning Klaus's werewolf side, as well as bringing his werewolf side back, which is why I think he ends up needing the Petrova doppelganger blood, but she never had any of this happen to her, and she was just birthed. The doppelganger blood was not used directly to make her specifically, which is why I believe she can use her own blood to make regular hybrids. Let's talk about the regular hybrid. As I already mentioned, I do not think that they can procreate. They are also not able to sire any more hybrids. Their blood does not cure werewolf bites. However, they are also not affected or harmed by werewolf bites like the basic vampire is. So hybrids that are sired feel supernaturally loyal or are supernaturally sired to be slaves to either Klaus or Hope, because a wolf is forced to turn by the full moon every month, causing them immense amounts of pain. Once they become a hybrid, they no longer have to feel that pain, and they feel like they owe this to their maker. The first regular hybrid that we see is Tyler Lockwood, and he finds a way to break this after he bites his girlfriend, even though he said no. He didn't have a choice at all and still had to do it. He was able to break the sire bond by turning over and over until turning became completely painless. That way he didn't owe anything to Klaus. He also says that new hybrid beats old vampire every time. So meaning that a hybrid, even a young one, is stronger than an old ancient vampire. And his bites will harm a vampire. I don't know if a hybrid of the regular kind has a humanity switch. I do not see this being brought up, but vervain does affect them just like it would a regular vampire. The only way to kill a hybrid is to rip out their heart or cut off their head. I don't think that they can be staked like a regular vampire, even though Klaus and Hope can be. However, Klaus and Hope do not die from their head being cut off or their heart removed. Although it is believed that with magic, there are some cases where originals' hearts can be removed and kill them, but it is only in combined with spells happening at the same time. Okay, so the next type of vampire is the unsired hybrid. It is part werewolf as well as part vampire, but slightly different than the other three hybrids we talked about. Hope Michelson's mother, Haley Marshall, was a wolf when she conceived and delivered Hope. The witches are trying to steal Hope right after birth and sacrifice her to the ancestors. Haley's placenta ruptured, creating blood to mix with the mother and the baby. The witches have Haley hostage and deliver her baby. Haley says, "Please just let me hold her." She holds her for a second and they slit her throat. So because the placenta was ruptured, Haley now has some of her baby's blood in her system. So she wakes up in transition as a hybrid. Haley is the only vampire that Hope sires that does not appear to be supernaturally loyal to Hope. Maybe she was, and they have Freya do a spell, or she already knows how to break the sire bond and automatically does that. Or maybe she never had to go through the sire bond because she was so open to her transformations and didn't really view it as a curse like all the other wolves did. Or maybe it is because part of her DNA is running in through the vampire's DNA that created her. And being her mother makes it different. I really don't know. So they say that Haley is the only vampire that was not turned by an original, but technically she is turned by Hope. The only difference is this was in childbirth and not in the traditional sense. And they do share, like I said, each other's DNA. So Haley's heart ends up being a huge part of breaking Klaus's sire line to his vampire line, because she is the only unsired vampire in history, which honestly does not add up for me, because while Haley is still pregnant, a werewolf is turned into a hybrid using Hope's blood. So if we're not counting Hope because she's not a vampire yet, we should at least be counting Dwayne as the first vampire ever in history to not be sired from one of the original's sire lines, which is not the case. So I really do think it is because they share DNA, and somehow being the tribrid's mother makes you exempt. Haley can do what most hybrids can do, although I do not think she can procreate again after Hope is born. She can also not compel other vampires. She is just not affected by any of the original sire lines. I do think that if Hope were to die, I think Lizzie would have died with her and any other vampires that they have turned. Hope really is the exception to every rule, therefore making her mother part of these exceptions. This next type of vampire is literally my favorite type of vampire out of all of the vampires that exist. It is the heretic. They are born a special type of witch that belongs to the Gemini Coven. They are called siphon witches and they do not have any magic of their own. They are only able to siphon magic from other magical objects or beings, which is why I believe that nature does not claim them as a servant, because they do not have any magic of their own. So when they become a vampire, they have a never-ending source of magic to siphon from, so they are able to use their magic. I love this for them because as humans or just witches, they were looked at as less than and not enough to their siblings or families or whatever, as we see with Kai Parker. I think that Lizzie and Josie are the only case of two siphon witches being twins born together. They definitely are, at least that we know of. Their unique type of witch is able to drain spells that have no other solution, and curses and whatever else. So I find that really cool. And the fact that they can do it as a vampire and their siblings or families that looked down upon them would not be able to do the same is really cool. Although we do see Nora siphon vervain off of Caroline. It is a vervain spell, so it might just be the magic that she's able to Siphon. I am not sure if vervain affects Siphon witches in the same way. It does affect her. It just doesn't when she starts siphoning. So I'm not sure if they have the ability to siphon the vervain pain away or not. But other than the fact that they are able to do magic, they are the same as every other vampire and can die as every other regular vampire can. And then there are technically two more types of vampires. Well, really just one. So one of them is just an upgraded original, where it is basically like the other originals. However, this time the original is designed to take out the first set of originals, but also tied to a human life so they cannot go on living forever, which happens to be Alaric, and that was a very short-lived experience. He dies rather quickly. Now, the other upgraded original is created with the help of the ancestors and also has all 7 strands of werewolf venom present in this beast. We see both Lucien Castle and Marcel Gerard become one of these beasts. We see these bites kill both regular vampires and original vampires. Klaus Norhope's blood, while she was still human, cured their bites. It is believed that it would also have taken out Klaus if he was bitten by this type of vampire. However, I find that weird due to the fact that he is a wolf himself. Although anything is possible, I just don't believe it until we actually see it. This type of original is able to compel the other originals with the help of magic, but I do not think that happens on its own. It is assumed that Marcel's blood will not heal anyone he has bitten. However, we do not see that actually tried to rule it out for sure. These originals were created using the same spell that Esther used, while also using a Michelson witch, Freya. It is confusing to me how a vampire who was just a regular vampire can now survive with werewolf venom running in their veins. However, they make it work. Unless the ancestors get involved, and even maybe not then, there is no way for an upgraded original to die. They were here to take out the originals. Let me know which type of vampire is your favorite. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Have a wonderful day or night. See you guys soon. Bye.